Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax DiEugenio. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Mark S. Robb, MD, about the post-induction outcomes and updated minimal residual disease analysis from the Phase 2 Majestic 5 study, which is evaluating teclistamab-based induction regimens in patients with newly diagnosed multiple myeloma. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Robb discussed the rationale for investigating bispecific antibodies in the frontline multiple myeloma setting, the depth and durability of responses observed following teclistamab-based induction, and the implications of MRD findings for treatment sequencing and potential transplant strategies.
The rationale of the Majestic 5 study is that we know that Dara-VRd, for example, is the standard of care quadruplet induction, and can achieve high response rates and long duration of response. However, there's still room for improvement because, for example, in Perseus study, after consolidation, so even after transplant and consolidation, the MRD negativity rate was about 57%, right? So there's still room for improvement. So the rationale of our study was to assess safety and efficacy in a phase two fashion, adding bispecific, in our case teclistamab, to the standard of care, meaning daratumumab, lenalidomide, and or bortezomib. So patient characteristics in our study were as you would expect basically for a transplant eligible patient population. So relatively young, median age of 58 years. We had quite some patients, more than 40% of the patients with high tumor load, so bone marrow infiltration rate of above 60%. About 20% of high-risk markers were present in those patients. So this is basically what you would expect from such a trial.
Thank you. And then what else about the study design that's important to note?
The design of the study is a multi-cohort study, so where we test different combinations and schedules. So, for example, we started off with a combination of teclistamab given weekly in combination with lenalidomide and daratumumab. We limit dexamethasone to the first two cycles only. And then we added a cohort where we give the teclistamab in the same combination, but only monthly, so every 4 weeks. And we had a cohort where we added to that monthly schedule a weekly bortezomib application to basically resemble the Perseus-like Dara-VRd regimen in combination with teclistamab. So what we presented here was the update of our very preliminary data that we presented at ASH last year. Now, with all three cohorts, so meaning 49 patients, all the patients have completed now the six cycles of induction. So basically a full data set on induction in these three cohorts that I just described. And what we found is that the response rates not only deepened over time, but really reached almost 100% across all cohorts. So the first cohort with 100% CR rate, the second one 95% of CR rate, and this third one a little bit lower with like 78%. However, with the four patients, VGPR at time of end of induction converted to a CR after transplant that you know already, right? So very, very high and deep response rates. And most importantly, what we found is that the already very promising MRD negativity rates that we saw presented at ASH have now completed to a very impressive set that all patients with available samples had MRD negativity reached even as soon as after cycle 3, confirmed after cycle 6 at 10 to the minus 5 by flow. And this went on, of course, to be tested against NGS 10 to the minus 6 MRD. And all samples tested, but 46 out of 49 patients had samples available for the NGS 10 to the minus 6 testing. And all samples, again, were negative for MRD and MRD testing, yielding basically a MRD negativity rate for the tested patient of 100%. And overall, 98% of the patients had any MRD test done and all were negative up to end of cycle 6. So the safety overall was really quite manageable. However, we have to say, of course, we need to keep an eye on infection rates, as always, if you use BCMA bispecifics, especially in combinations. We had initially a grade 3-4 infection rate of about 34%. That's what we presented at ASH. Now we are about 36%. So that means in the longer follow-up now, only one additional event was reported in one additional patient, a grade 3-4 infection. We had no grade 5 infections, so no patients dying from infections, and no patients discontinued study because of infections, for example. But still, of course, infection prophylaxis is the key point if you combine a bispecific with BCMA targeting with a standard of care drug. So giving IVIGs prophylactically, giving PGP prophylaxis, giving anti-zoster prophylaxis, antiviral prophylaxis, this is certainly key to keep those rates as low as possible. Of course, this is a phase 2 study, so it probably has no immediate impact on daily routine care that you provide to your patients. However, I think it opens a clear avenue, and phase 3 trials are planned or even already underway for this newly diagnosed setting, that you use this newly high effective T-cell engagers in a setting where the T-cells are naive, yeah, but not in a T-cell biology fashion, but treatment naive. So they have not been exposed to any drug before because the patient is newly diagnosed and probably are most effective and most active in this stage. So I think this study clearly indicates that T-cell engagers like bispecific antibodies will have a role in early line treatment, in frontline treatment, in combination with standard of care drugs, and can yield really lead to really, really deep responses, unprecedented responses, like MRD negativity of 100% of the tested patients.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OnClive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletter. OnClive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OnClive. On Facebook, like us at OnClive and follow our OnClive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode of OnClive On Air, please also consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thank you again for listening to this episode of OnClive On Air.